You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the summer league debut of Cooper Flagg as a Dallas Maverick tonight. 7 o'clock in Las Vegas, hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus hanging out with you. We got Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman as well. Gavin Dawson on vacation till Monday. Make sure you give him some love on the socials. We will do a little football sounds and news coming up on the other side, but let's bring in our buddy, Bobby Corella, DLLS Mavs, as he is live in Las Vegas, getting pumped, getting ready for this debut tonight. It is Flag Day. Bobby, how are you? What are the vibes like in Vegas right now? How fired up are you, bro?
Oh, my God, I'm so fired up. I mean, this is something that basically until they flipped over the card on lottery night, I never, ever, ever thought in a million years could happen. You know, the Mavs have been tortured in the lottery for 4 decades now, and for them to win this year of all years and get this guy of all guys, I mean, it is just, it is unbelievable. I'm assuming Gavin's on vacation to come here to go to the game. Am I right?
Hey, he might be able to drive over there. He's not that far away.
He's at the blackjack table right now, Bob.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
So what are the expectations in terms of minutes tonight for Cooper Flagg? I know that was a question we were kicking around during crosstalk with KNC earlier. Bobby, like, do we know this? Are we expecting a full game out of him, or are there limitations maybe?
We don't know. So Tim was at Tim Cato, my colleague at DLS. He was over at Map Shootaround this morning, and there was nothing said about this. Ordinarily, you're not going to see, like, firm minutes limits in summer league. But for top picks and guys like this, like, sometimes it can be different. You know, if he goes out in the first half and the Mavs are down 50 and he's just kind of playing lousy, like, maybe he doesn't play that much in the second half. But, I mean, these are 4 10-minute quarters, so it's a shortened game anyway. You know, and sometimes it can be a little chaotic back and forth and things like that. But as long as you're avoiding risk of major injury, like, I don't see a reason to keep a limit on him. He's 18. He's probably anxious to get out there and play, get some run in, and I would personally hope to see him out there for as much as possible, because I think he might only play 2 games. I think he might only play tonight and Saturday, and so it would be good to get him as much run as he possibly can.
In terms of role, we know Jason Kidd has talked a lot about him kind of playing that point guard spot. Is that going to be something that we see in full force tonight?
It's possible. You know, they got Ryan Nemhard on a two-way deal. He was a point guard at Gonzaga for a couple years, led the country in assists last year. So he's definitely a point guard and only 5'11 and all that stuff and can handle the rock. But J-Kidd has said a lot. He wants the ball in Cooper's hands. He wants to see what he can do. And in summer league, I mean, it's like the perfect situation for that, because you go out and make a bunch of mistakes, make some sloppy passes, some bad reads or whatever. It doesn't cost you. It doesn't hurt you. You can just check the film and try and learn from it and get better for when the games start to count. So I would expect to see him with the ball in his hands quite a bit. But the one thing about that, obviously, is the Mavs don't have the bigs on the summer league team that they do on the NBA team. You know, so you're going to have potentially lesser players be setting screens for him, and, you know, maybe not as much momentum going downhill and all that stuff. So it's not exactly an NBA environment that he's going to be playing in, but reps are reps. And, you know, whether he's creating stuff or just ISOing, looking to score, like the more he can have the ball in his hands, you know, during this experience, the better.
Hey, Bobby, this is, I know we haven't talked to you in a while, and I was just curious now. You mentioned how excited you were for tonight, but where does it rank if we were told you months ago that you had to give up Luka to feel like you do right now? How does that make you feel?
No, I would not do that. I would definitely not do that because, I mean, you know, even if you're, let's say you're the highest person in the world on Cooper Flagg, right?
Sure.
You are super all in believing that he could be, you know, the closest thing to LeBron we've seen since LeBron, big 6'8" wing that can handle, defend, do everything, you know, and he could maybe be the best player in the league. Like, that's the best case scenario. And even then he still might not be as good as Luka already is, you know? And so it's just one of those things that it just sucks that is kind of viewed as the trade-off. You know, but it sure beats having the 11th pick in the draft, right? Which is where they would have been had the lottery gods not smiled upon them. So, you know, it's a very bittersweet thing. I wasn't ready, you know, obviously for the Luka era to come to an end, but I also wasn't ready to watch a bunch of lousy basketball for the next few years. So I'll take Cooper Flagg and say thank you very much.
Bobby Carella, All City Dallas, DLLS, covering the Mavericks. You're with us in the G-Bag Nation. Outside of Cooper Flagg, all eyes are on him. But who else is intriguing you that you're going to get eyes on this Mavs roster for Summer League?
Nembhard, for sure. You know, I mentioned him already. He led the league led NCAA in assists last year. Also a really good three-point shooter. You know, he was up near 40%. And in conference play the year before, he was above 40%. And, you know, he competes on defense a lot like his brother, Andrew, on the Pacers. But Andrew's 6'4", 6'5". Ryan's 5'11", 6'. So he's a little smaller, and that could, you know, limit his impact on that side of the ball. But the Mavs really need guys that compete on defense, especially at the point of attack, and they really need playmaking. And in my opinion, getting him on a two-way deal is an absolute steal. Like, if that guy was, like, 6'2", or 6'3", he's probably a first-round pick. And I'll take guys with heart over guys with meaningless size, you know, so I'm keeping my eyes on him. Another guy they signed to a two-way deal, Miles Kelly. He's a 6'4", 6'5", two guard, absolutely shoots the crap out of the ball. I'm going to be watching him. And then Maxwell Lewis, a wing. He's 6'6", 6'7", been around in the NBA for a couple years. He was a second-round pick to the Lakers a couple years ago and has also been on with the Nets. He can shoot a little bit, can score, rangy wing, athlete. You know, I can picture him out there, you know, running alongside Cooper in the starting lineup and, you know, maybe having some success. So I think those three guys are probably, you know, the most proven highest upside players on this roster. But the Mavs do have one open two-way spot available. And so there's plenty of competition, whether it's on their own roster or on other teams' roster, of guys vying for that last spot and getting that guaranteed money for the season.
Hey, Bobby, what do you make of the high turnover of the coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, the news trickled out so slowly on that. For a while, it just felt like a huge crisis, right? Like, all these coaches are leaving, some of them for, you know, what were thought to maybe be lateral positions, and that just, like, never happens, especially when it's career-long assistants the way that Sean Sweeney is with Jason Kidd.
Right.
But, you know, he got a little bit of a pay bump and a title increase, so I guess it's understandable. But, you know, to replace those guys with the guys that Jay Kidd was able to secure, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, Frank Vogel is a great head coach, let alone an assistant coach. You know, really the architect of one of the main defensive systems that really good teams still use in the NBA nowadays. And, you know, getting Popeye Jones, who's worked with Jokic in Denver and, you know, been a part of that staff for a while. And then obviously Jay Triano is a really good offensive mind. And I think it's important, especially to get Triano in a year like this, because, you know, Kyrie's probably not playing much, if at all, this season. You know, hopefully he can get up to, you know, 30 games or something like that, but that might even be optimistic. And, you know, Luke is obviously gone. And so the Mavs are going to have to find basically a completely new offensive system. So you might as well bring in a guy that has a lot of experience, you know, drawing up plays in here to help find what that is. So, you know, I was very worried about 2 weeks ago. I'm very concerned at what was happening, and I'm still not totally comfortable with everything. But, you know, given some of the guys that Jay Kidd was able to get in here, it, you know, it definitely quelled a lot of those concerns.
after what Kyrie said about tempering expectations about his return, I mean, do you feel like there's a chance we don't even see Kyrie next season?
There's certainly a chance. I mean, I think Kyrie was being very calculated there, not in like a nefarious way or anything, but just saying, look, I mean, every fan kind of took what Shams reported right after the injury and ran with it. Like, oh, he's going to be back by January. It's going to be fine. Like, he'll miss 30 or 40 games and he's going to come back and the Mavs are going to win the title. But, you know, Kyrie's rehab and his recovery process has really only just started. You know, he's still not able to get out and run and get on the court and everything. Right now, it's a mental thing. It's a mental, psychological, emotional struggle before the physical process has even begun. And so, you know, there's a long way back before he's able to play in an NBA game. And, you know, if he does recover really quickly, then sure, yeah, we could see him by, you know, maybe the end of January or February or All-Star break or whatever it is. But what you don't want to do is create this expectation and this pressure for him to come back. I mean, just think about guys that came back in the playoffs this year from injuries. You know, Tyrese Halliburton playing through a calf that turned into a torn Achilles. Damian Lillard came back from an injury, tore his Achilles. Kevin Durant came back from an injury in the finals in 2019, tore his Achilles. Klay Thompson, later that series, tore his knee, tried to rush back, tore his Achilles during rehab. And some of that is just bad luck. But, like, you just don't want to impose this pressure on guys to come back as soon as they possibly can, because that could lead to even more devastating things. And, you know, at this stage in Kyrie's career, I mean, one really, really bad injury is enough. I don't want to have to see him rehab from another one from, you know, trying to come back too quickly.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby, could that be just maybe how his ability to come back is how the season goes? If it turns into the season is not going well, then maybe the thought is, okay, go ahead and just let's play this out and just shelve him and get ready for the following season. But if you're having some success, could that play into this a little bit?
Potentially. You know, that's where what happened last season, you know, if you believe the reporting about Luka, that's where it becomes really the central point of the season, because, you know, this is just reported. I can't personally validate, you know, whether this is true or false, but, you know, apparently Luka's team wanted more time to recover.
Right.
You know, and the Mavs, and now whether that's Nico or Kidd or the training staff or all of them or none of them or whatever, the Mavs wanted him to come back sooner. And Luka said, absolutely not. And then he was traded. And AD plays, you know, pretty immediately after getting traded to Dallas. He plays one game, gets hurt, and misses a long time. And, you know, what did AD come back too early? I don't know. You know, and so what I personally don't want to see, and this is like the worst case scenario, obviously, but let's say the Mavs are kind of struggling. They're 20-27, you know, and we're nearing the All-Star break and the trade deadline. And it's like, man, it's kind of now or never. Like, Kyrie, we really need you back, bud. And Kyrie's like, I could really use another month. You know, that's what I don't want. But what I also, you know, I would love to see Cooper Flagg get as much time on the ball as possible and all that stuff. But personally, I want to see what the Mavs look like with Kyrie. I want to see if this vision is worth it. You know, I love watching Kyrie play, so this is selfish, but I also don't want the Mavs to go through an entire season without Kyrie, you know, not totally knowing what their team is going to look like going into what essentially, you know, is kind of their make or break year, you know, 26-27. So, you know, I don't want this to just be some sort of lost season unless it ends up with them somehow winning the lottery again. But that, of course, is, you know, a really, really long time from now. And hopefully it's, you know, as smooth sailing as possible between now and then.
All right, Bobby, let's say Cooper Flagg plays 20 minutes tonight. Give me the stat line that's realistic that would make you go to sleep with a Cooper Flagg smile on your face.
20 minutes. Okay, I'll go 16 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 fast break dunks, and 2 blocks and 3 steals, and I'm sleeping like a baby.
You and me both, bro. I'll be throwing a party after that. You're the man, Bobby. We appreciate the time, bro. Enjoy it tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bobby. It's awesome because Tim Cato has just taken a photo of Bobby.
Took a picture and sent it
standing,
along.
Standing on the phone, talking with us. So it's awesome. The entire DLLS crew out there, KG, our old teammate here, out there with them as well. I know they had Tim McMahon on today. He gave us the update about PJ Washington. probably going to get an extension sometime next month, but it would be a tradable type of contract there for the Mavericks. So a lot going down. Can't wait for tonight as Cooper Flagg makes his summer league debut.
Is this an ESPN game?
Yes.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to have Katie George, who's working the sideline tonight. She's going to give us a read. She's actually doing the game tonight and then Saturday as well for his second game, which will be against San Antonio and I think Harper. The second overall
pick. Dylan Harper.
So that's gonna be a blast, man. We got a lot of fun going on here in Dallas. Okay, let's do some football sounds and news. How would you pick your jersey number, and when is the last time that you felt, well, maybe somebody misled me? That's next in the Nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Walchuk presents Football Sounds of the Day right here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in, just over an hour away from the Expressway and G-Bag of the Day leading into L.A. Live segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. I think we might have a little restroom revelation situation a-brewing. Coming up here at 4:40, but right now, the Woolly Bully takes center stage.
How about Eli Manning saying thank you, but no thank you, to an ownership stake with the New York Giants?
That is shocking.
He said, I'm not buying this. It's, quote, too expensive for me, as the Giants were putting a limited stake in the team, possibly up to 10% on the market, with the process likely to set a record for an NFL franchise valuation. Eli Manning saying today to CNBC Sport, basically, it's too expensive for me. These numbers are getting very big.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's going to be Eli Manning eating the entire 10%, but couldn't that 10% be divvied up between Eli and plenty of other counterparts?
Well, he's at a 1% stake of something valued to $10 billion. It turns into a very, very big number. So even if he wanted to just go
Is it over 7? Aren't they over 7 now? 7 billion?
Their evaluation?
Yeah.
Then it might be.
Oh, yeah. It's up there.
We just saw what the Lakers went for. I can't even imagine what, if they actually decided to sell the New York Giants, like, fully. My gosh.
Oh, no.
How much are the Cowboys worth? I seen it the other day, man.
Over 10? I think we're right. Almost at 11.
Almost
I think
at 11.
Jerry's.
Yeah.
I think Jerry's overall wealth has gone to 17, and I think 11 of it is tied up with the team.
So maybe like 8 for the Giants?
See,
maybe?
Yeah, see, with Jerry, you buy
it's a historic squad, though.
Yeah, yeah. You buy the Cowboys, you get AT&T Stadium as well. So that's what you're doing there. So all that other revenue.
Fully furnished.
Curtains included if you want to use them.
But I also think you've seen these valuation numbers, but then you see a team like Boston or LA sell, and they go higher than what the actual kind of on paper valuation was. So whatever the Cowboys is, if they turned around and sold it tomorrow, it would probably be considerably more than what it's listed at, which is, I guess, 11 or so.
Yeah, Giants are, according to Forbes, valued at $7.3 billion.
So that would be roughly 1%, then you would be looking at $70 million?
Crazy. Yeah.
I'll take your word for it, bro.
I don't think Eli has that.
Did I do that right?
Yeah. $7
billion at times 0.01? Isn't that right? Did I do that right? Is
sure.
$70 million?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
$70 million.
Yeah, Heggy left like 2.5 hours ago, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I think I did it right.
I could give him a call.
Yeah,
if you
I think
want.
You're right. Yeah. $73 million, according to.
Okay, so
you crushed it, dude.
Okay, so if you thought about that, then you would probably have to. I'm watching cricket. I'm amazed by cricket.
You're watching a SportsCenter top ten.
Watch his play
cricket.
Barehanded,
incredible play out there.
Nuts.
The grab in the outfield, barehanded. But if you think about that, and I think Chief is on to something, though. You'd have to come up with a group that, okay, $10 million each kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Seven, and now you're dividing up like, okay, we're going in on this 10%. But I'll tell you what you're starting to see. You're starting to see these hedge fund folks, instead of buying like
they're buying up everything.
They're buying
up the housing market.
Yeah, dude, they're killing us all.
This is what they're doing, though, on sports. These hedge funds are now starting to buy percentages of teams. Instead of owning one team, they're buying percentages of the teams is what they're doing.
Multiples.
Yeah. So they're, instead of spending $7 billion on something, they're spending hundreds of millions to get parts of these teams instead of owning the entire team. I saw a deal with a Dodgers guy who owns just bought the Lakers. He was trying to think about, can he get Kroenke to sell the Rams to him? He was trying to buy all the LA sports teams, is what he was trying to do.
Wild. Absolutely nuts. I don't know if anyone's watched the show Quarterback yet, season 2 on Netflix. I have not. Mm-hmm. I have not checked it out.
I was always hopeful Lucius was, because he was filling me in last year on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
You out on it, Lucius?
Pretty solid.
I just haven't had the time.
Okay, gotcha.
It's tough. I just finally finished The Bear. So we'll see.
Now that's about the restaurateur, the cook, right?
Season four.
That looks fascinating.
Season 4 is fantastic. I did not love season 3.
Okay.
4 bounced back in a really good way.
Okay.
Maybe I'll try and get into this Quarterback show. I mean, Joe Burrow, you know me, I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. And he's apparently showcasing it a ton, as is Jared Goff. Now, Jared Goff's wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's got his St. Brown podcast with his brother Equinemius. He wears number 14 as a jersey. Now, why is that the jersey choice? Here is his wife.
The number thing is so funny with the guys. Has Amon always 14?
Always. You know what? He'll never admit this, but he asked me to count the amount of receivers before him, and that was going to be his number, and I messed up.
No.
And it's not 14.
Brooklyn.
And I told him it was 14, and so that's why he's 14.
Does he know you? Brooklyn. Yes.
This was early, like right after I got drafted. I was like, sure, let's do it. And then I recounted. I was like, that's not the right number. It was actually 16 receivers.
16?
The counting numbers can get you, man.
It can be tough. I think that's amazing.
To do math for you on the radio here.
You did a great job, but his wife counting up how many receivers were taken ahead of him says 14. Perfect. That's my number. It's really 16. He wore 8 at USC.
Yeah.
And then in 2021, obviously, going with the Lions, and now he's wearing 14. And I think ultimately, this was a mistake that turned out to be great because he looks fantastic in the number 14. I don't think 16 would have been as good. And Jared Goff's rocking the 16. That's his number. So this really worked out beautifully, but it is incredible that, we weren't able to count this correctly.
Yeah.
Been there.
Fell ass backwards into a sweet looking number.
Absolutely.
I mean, like you said, he wears the heck out of it.
He does.
16 wouldn't look as good.
No.
I kind of feel like, though, his number at USC was, he looked better in that uniform.
The 8?
Yeah, because what he is, he's kind of a smallish, thin guy. And the single, like a single number looks good on a guy like that. Like his, when you watched him play at USC, I just love USC's uniforms.
Yeah.
But when you saw him play, he looked better in a single-digit number than he does in the 14. Just me. Just because of his body type, being a smaller guy. And 8, kind of a long, thin number.
Sure.
Yeah. I kind of, and the Lions numbers are actually pretty cool on their jerseys,
they are.
Too, by
yeah.
the way.
I like the font.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sticking with the quarterback show, Kirk Cousins, episode 1.
Are we feeling sorry for him yet?
Not really.
No, dude. You don't feel sorry for somebody who signed, what was it? Like
a lot of money.
180.
He feels like he got slighted, though, right?
Well, let's hear. Kirk, I mean, how you feeling, buddy?
Ended up signing with Atlanta and was pretty excited about the chance to get down there and start fresh. And then, was pretty surprised when the NFL draft happened.
With the 8th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is. That is the first surprise of the NFL draft, to say the least. And he is going to the place that just made a very expensive investment in a veteran quarterback.
Wasn't expecting us to take a quarterback so high. At the time, it felt like I had been a little bit misled, or certainly if I had the information around free agency, it certainly would have affected my decision. I had no reason to leave Minnesota with how much we loved it there, if both teams are going to be drafting a quarterback high.
Yeah, well, he got $100 million guaranteed.
He's led the league. He's led the league in a lot of really interesting contracts where he's been guaranteed a lot of money.
Hall of Fame bag getter, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. It's tough because he ended up hurting his arm, and he's trying to fight through the arm injury.
Yeah, he played well against Dallas, and after that, he was ass.
Yeah, he struggled, and now it's Michael Penix time, and I'm a believer in Michael Penix. I liked him coming out of that draft from Washington. I don't know how to identify it, but that dude's a winner, and he's done it everywhere he's been. So I mean,
Indiana,
he might be the
Washington,
answer here.
Wherever he's been,
yep, he might be the answer for Atlanta. But I mean, yeah, it's a bummer for Kirk, but he's got his money. He's had a hell of a career. And at some point, maybe he ends up moving on and getting an opportunity somewhere else if they decide to trade him.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is Minnesota was still only willing to give you a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the long-term commitment that you wanted.
He would have done that, even knowing everything he knows. He wouldn't have just said, oh, okay, I'll just stay in Minnesota for 1 year.
Didn't he have family considerations, too?
Yeah, his wife's from Atlanta. His father-in-law's a Giants and Falcons fan.
Yeah, come on.
Now, he talked about how much he loved it in Minnesota. They didn't want to really leave there.
Oh, yeah,
but
sure.
I think this is a little bit hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, this is just he's trying to get us to feel sorry for him.
Sorry.
I understand you were blindsided by the Penix thing, for sure, but let's not sit here and act like you would have just taken the 1-year deal in Minnesota,
no.
Even knowing what you know now, mm-hmm. when you got 4 years, $180 million in Atlanta.
Come on,
to not have to play.
I'm with you. Speaking of not playing well, Bryce Huff was an Eagle. That was their big, shiny, free agent signing a year ago.
Oh, yeah, he came from the Jets. He was like a rotational player, but super impactful on limited snap count, but he was a player.
So he was on. He's now San Francisco 49er. He got a 3-year, $51.5 million deal from Philly, and he played 12 games, had 2.5 quarterback takedowns and 13 tackles. Was not good.
No.
And it did not take a long time for him to realize, this ain't going to work for me in Philly.
I mean, honestly, if I'm being 100% honest with you, I wanted to trade like fairly early on, and just because of how things went. In Philly, like I knew pretty early on that it wasn't a fit, but like being a signing of that magnitude, like being undrafted and going to get that contract and being in Philly, like the expectations are at an all time high. So I knew a trade wasn't going to happen during the season. But I had just kind of like talked to my agent about it. I was like, yeah, when it's all said and done, like I might need to step, you know, just to be able to put myself in the best position to ball out and have a fruitful career. And there's a plethora of things that went down. I don't want to get into specifics, but
of course,
I like being in the league for five years last year. I'm going into my sixth right now, but being in the league for 5 years, I kind of knew what it felt like for me to be, to be in a good situation, you know? And that's just what I was like, yeah, I gotta look out for myself and
you did.
And do what I think is best. So, I mean, I kind of knew where it was headed, like fairly early on into the season, but probably even training camp, if I'm being honest with you. But so when everything kind of popped off, it was just like, yeah, all right, let's get to work.
That was Brad Graham on the SF Niners podcast.
Sure, of course.
But yeah, it's amazing, like training camp, he knows this isn't working.
Well, Dick Fangio will rub you the wrong way from time to time. And yeah. And I do
he
think
he made the decision to go there, right?
He did.
Of course he did.
See, that's what I'm saying though, man. You gotta, you know, this is what we're at right now with players. And we talked about with college players. You know, I don't expect that number one recruit to stay at LSU. I just don't. Because something will happen and he'll get mad and he'll do something wrong, or you know, some will rub him the wrong way and he won't feel loved, at, you know, on the practice field, you know, and next thing you know, they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
If you got a beef with them, say it. Say what your problem is.
Yeah,
man.
I wanted him to.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to get into that. But sure. But you're on a pod, and then you got the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
course.
How about the host guy?
Yeah,
come on,
like,
the
yeah,
host
sure,
guy.
Yeah.
Let's
no,
get
no,
into
really,
it. You're
what,
not there
what,
anymore.
No, what bothered you
yeah,
about
like,
that?
Come on.
Yeah. What was the problem? Really? What was going on here? You know. I don't want to get into
that.
That
Sirianni's a bum.
Doesn't he have a voice doppelganger? Did anybody feel like that was somebody else?
Who are we talking?
If you would have told me that was Tyler Smith talking for the Cowboys, I'd have been like, I believe you 100%.
Yeah.
I think we have a voice doppelganger situation with Bryce Huff and Tyler Smith.
We might need to get a side-by-side of Bryce Huff and Tyler Smith, and we can go audio for audio, but I think that you're on to something with this one. We'll see how he does in San Francisco. He's reuniting with Bob Saleh. So, you know, congratulations to him, and I hope that it works out terribly in San Francisco. You go screw yourself, Bryce Huff. You made your money. I hope you stink in San Fran. You can go to the AFC and be awesome. I can't stand the 49ers or the Eagles. I'm glad that was ruined for you.
All right. Hey, friendly reminder, tomorrow, G-Bag Nation, we will be at one of the hottest new spots in the DFW Metroplex, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. That's right, Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35E, just past the George Bush Toll Road. Come on and hang out with us, fellowship, learn about pickleball. It's an amazing new club. You're going to love it. We'll be there from 2 to 6:30. We'll have delicious pizza and cold beers the entire time. Pickler Universe tomorrow, 2 to 6:30 with the G-Bag Nation. We cannot wait to see you there. Restroom Revelations coming up next. Beachgoers, beware.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We are an hour away, less than an hour away from LA Live. We've got football's finest on the other side, but we like to do from time to time some restroom revelations here in the G-Bag Nation. So without further ado, it's time for this.
Yes, we are. Okay, I have two bathroom tweets to read to you guys. Which one resonates with you personally more? All right, but before we do that, this is just a little PSA to beachgoers. Sorry, Woolchuck. You were swimming in the... Were you swimming in the ocean waters?
Yeah, we went to Galveston.
Galveston waters.
It was gross.
They lead the league in fecal. It's not good. According to the New York Post.
Honestly, when we got in there, I made the joke that we're just swimming in a bunch of urine and poop right now because that's kind of how the water looked.
Well, the headline reads from the New York Post, more than half of East Coast beaches tested positive for fecal contamination. Shocking. New study reveals.
Now, is this like fish poo?
See, and that's what they don't get into enough for me is, like, whose poo is it? Because you have to imagine there's going to be sea life that are, I mean, that's their bath. You are swimming in a fish's bathroom, right? I mean, not only their bathroom, their toilet. So I don't know how much of this is complicated with the human stuff. Now, they do have, like, something about the human urination being a heavy deal, and beachgoers are saying, like, 75% of them are saying, yeah, I pee in the ocean. I don't know if you feel different about a pool to the ocean, but 75% of the people that are in the ocean water with you at any given time, they're going to go ahead and take a little leak ski in there.
I'm assuming.
Okay. But yeah, right now you're talking about,
you get some type of bacteria by doing that.
Yeah. Oh, if you open yourself up
I just feel like it.
Okay.
It could be not wrong, but you know, Woolchuck called me what did you call me?
Oh, the germaphobe?
Yeah, germaphobe.
The phobia?
Howard Hughes.
Which you pushed back on a little bit, Lucius.
Yeah. I just don't know what other word there is for it.
That's all right.
I wasn't trying to be mean.
Well, it's all good.
I'm sorry.
Bro, man.
He's germ-aware, I would say.
Yeah, very aware.
Hyper-focused.
I mean, yeah.
Scared to death.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's good at what you do.
Shooketh.
Absolutely shooketh.
So I would just say be careful about the pollution out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Pollution.
We also have Gen Z. I have a Gen Z bathroom story and a baby boomer bathroom story. Which one do you prefer?
I'm the boomer here, right?
You are the boomer. Yeah. I was projecting about 10 years from now, I might see this Florida man headline, and you are
Brian.
You're the mugshot.
Oh, no.
I told you about my dad just not caring at church.
Yeah, he lets it fly.
He just let it go, and it was a silent part of the service too.
Makes it even more.
And Dad's just looking straight ahead, and I'm looking straight ahead, and I'm thinking, all right, folks, he's 86 years old. Cut him some slack. But everybody around him is old too, so they were thinking maybe that it was going to be them next.
I love his willingness to just stand tall in the pocket.
Yeah, bro.
He doesn't care what type of adversity he's facing.
That would have been a top five church day for me. Remember that old man farted, bro? Ripped the heater during prayer?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even look at me.
Flinch at all.
I was staring straight ahead, and I'm like, kind of a silent part of the
big
service.
Deal?
And we want to bless the people of, you know, and then. and you're like, I'm thinking, man, all these days that we've gone to church together, that's the first time that's happened.
Just a stoic fart for the ages,
man,
huh?
It's epic.
It is pretty amazing. We do have a Hollywood fart to address as well. But yeah, the Florida man, here's how it reads. Florida man urinates on $10,500 worth of Spam and Vienna sausages at local Sam's Club. Basically, according to surveillance footage.
He
walked up. According to the footage, he walked up to the pallets, placed both hands in front of him below the belt line, and stood there for several seconds. Quote, behavior consistent with urination, reported Marion County Detective Ronnie Williams. So Ronnie's all over this thing. And he just the cool part about this guy is he takes his leak. And then he just continues to mosey on throughout the Sam's Club like a run-of-the-mill shopper.
Did my man
until
like,
everybody alerts that there's pee.
We got some issue over here.
Someone peed on my sausage.
Did my man go get some snacks? Did he walk around and try the?
He was doing a little sampling.
Yeah, Eckerd sausage over there. Oh, here we have this.
So that's the best part of it. So okay, they said behavior that's like urination.
Yeah, according to the footage.
But there was liquid on the ground.
Right. Okay, so they've got confirmation there was indeed poop or pee. Poop.
He didn't poo on the sausage. He peed on it.
I'm just saying, though.
Is he concerned like there's no bathroom? So this is he just had to go, emergency?
I think this is either just old man don't care about anything anymore, or generally speaking.
He lost bearings.
He doesn't have his faculties about him.
Lost sleepwalking.
He lost his
ambient.
Lost his bearings and all of a sudden just said, I needed to take a pee and thought he was somewhere else. I'm going to say this, though.
I don't think this is malicious. I think this is just a poor old man story.
I'm going to say this. At Sam's, the way the pallet system works there, cans probably covered in film of the film covering and stuff.
the little packaging.
Yeah, I don't think any urine got on the cans.
So you'd still buy those cans?
He's definitely reselling them, that's for sure.
I'm telling you, they're,
fine.
They're spraying those things off, and they're on the shelf. Get ready. If there's that film coat over them.
That's disgusting.
Then it's a no harm, no foul, huh?
I'm just telling you.
Somebody freaking peed on
you, bro. You ever eaten Spam?
Yeah.
It's good. In Hawaii, they really know how to make
their Spam.
Oh, God.
By the way, the Hawaiian beaches is as clean as it gets when it comes to the pollution. I did want to note that. Bathroom camping is something that Gen Z is doing. That's basically where Gen Z finds their safe place. At work, somebody said on TikTok they stand in the bathroom just to catch a breather upwards of 10 times per day. Okay. Now, I understand the on the clock, getting paid to poo kind of thing, but this is just not even going to the bathroom. I just need a breather. Weird place to take a breather, but that's where they're doing it. People are talking about at parties when they just feel overwhelmed with bathroom is the safe space for the young generation.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you used the facilities downstairs on the other side of the elevator?
On the first floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the coldest bathroom I've ever been in my life.
Is that right?
I was kind of thinking, could I live in this if I was homeless? Could I put a mat down and maybe live here or sit here?
That would be your bathroom of choice if you had to live?
I'm telling you, it's like 90 degrees outside. That bathroom is as cold of any bathroom I've ever been in my life.
I smell a bet payoff coming. 24 hours.
Have you been down? Am I wrong?
I've gone down there for, quick purposes, the number ones, but I didn't recall it being like super cold. Maybe I need to take another visit.
Oh my gosh. Walk in there. When we go downstairs today, walk in there and tell me you couldn't like sleep like 12 hours in this thing as cold as it is.
All right.
I like it chilly.
Yeah. Brad Pitt says he once farted so badly while filming the movie F1 that the 60-person crew fled the set.
Oh, no.
So even Hollywood guys like Brad Pitt.
He probably had a race suit on.
It can get away from him a little bit.
In the car, you're to confined space.
Yeah, he says, quote, I was stuck in my chair. Nature took its course. I thought I got away with it. Then the most diabolical stench hit, and the entire crew fled.
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
I wonder what his diet is.
Even Brad Pitt has that.
I saw him eating like sushi, like the premiere. They had him in like Tokyo and stuff. Yeah. He was eating snails and things like that. He's like, oh, this is good. Ooh. You know, and kind of,
So the caracol.
He's probably a seafood type guy.
I believe it.
I believe that.
Okay. I'll leave you with these two bathroom tweets. You guys can just think to yourselves which one resonates with you more. One guy tweeted out, I've pooped in gas stations you wouldn't even pee in.
That's a no.
No. You say no until you just are doubled over in cramps.
Another guy says, the lion does not concern himself with a few small drops of pee that got on his boxers at the urinal, even after he did a few shakes to be sure. I think that's more of a free ball problem.
It happens to the best. Yeah.
That's when all of a sudden you're feeling it down on the shins.
I think Roger avoidable. Craig is 65 years old.
Yeah, he is.
Amazing. Great player.
Amazing.
It's a good nugget right here, man.
Thank you.
Well, Roger loves this segment. So
no, he does. Roger's
a big fan. So like the older dude's the one that peed on himself. You're telling me that,
no,
right?
He peed on the sausages.
No. Yeah, what happened with, this is not
just
the
whichever one you think that you would
No,
be.
The dribbles. We're just talking about the dribbles. This is post-pee dribbles.
And I've had the dribbles.
Yeah, everybody. That's why you get the pee bib.
And sometimes, you know, you do the little shake. Somehow,
what's
inevitably.
What's the pee bib? What is that?
it's from the show The League.
Get the pee bib. That's a great line.
All right, there it is. Restroom Revelations on a Thirsty Thursday. Football's Finest coming up next. I have a really good cowboy nugget for you that's going to get you perked up about scoring touchdowns this year.
I'll be the judge of that.
More cowboy representation for TD Tuesday this year. How about that for a tease? Next in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.